I'll let David have an open statement and then any questions that you might have.
Well, thank you. You know, of course, this is about our series with MTSU. If you remember when we had to cancel our game with them because we were asked by ESPN to engage in a game with Michigan, at that point in time, we said that we would work very, very hard to reschedule MTSU. We also promised at that point in time that we would go a little further and we would actually return a game up to their place. So I'm happy today to say that after the hard work by Chris up at MTSU and actually Brian Reese of our staff, we're prepared to announce a four-game series starting in 2015 with MTSU, which two games will be in our stadium and two will be are scheduled to be up at MTSU now. We think this is an extremely important series. You know, it's kind of one of those backyard brawls, you know, sort of bragging rights. But also, I think for both schools, it allows us to keep fans within the area. It's a short travel for us up there, short travel for them here. It's a place where our fans can go. Obviously, we plan to win all four of the games, but I'm sure that Chris will basically say the same thing. And so that makes it interesting. And so we're real pleased. We think it brings a lot to our campus, to their campus, to the two conferences, and to the community. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
David, going back down to Murfreesboro, was that part of sort of the repayment for them canceling that game 2 years ago?
I don't think it was a repayment. They had asked that before, and the games that we had scheduled up were all on our place. And so even before that, we had started the discussion amongst ourselves and with them about playing a game up there. You know, they clearly have tried to bring in some SEC and other teams in the stadium. So I wouldn't classify it as a repayment. It was something we had discussed before, and Chris and Bryant were able to work it out so that we could play two games up there.
David, at the same time, I know most Southeastern Conference teams wouldn't play at a school at the perceived level of them in Tennessee State. What kind of
Well, I'm not sure that, I mean, you know, I in a lot of aspects, we really try to hold ourselves as being, you know, SEC-like and SEC-different. I mean, there's a lot of differences that we have. I mean, we try to be fair in those sort of things, not that the other schools aren't. And we don't have the stadium size that Tennessee does or Georgia or LSU. We're opening up a game this year at Miami of Ohio, and that's in the MAC conference. I just think it was important to do that. I mean, they've played three games here in a row. Unfortunately, we haven't won any of them, so, I mean, I'm sure someone can can question the level of who's going where. But it was a good thing to do. I mean, I think it was a good thing to do for us to go up there, and it's for us, it's kind of like having a game on the road that's also a home game because our fans can go there too. And I'm sure it will help them. I'm hoping it will help them with a crowd also by having us come up there and bring our fan base. So, now we really didn't look at it as sort of reaching down. I mean, they're a competitor of us. They're a good sister school. It's a state school in here, and so we wanted to make that happen. Any other questions?
How long have these dialogues been taking place, I guess, once they got started?
Oh, well, you go back actually to even as we were starting to move away from playing them with the Michigan game, Bryant and Chris started the discussions that early. And there's always a lot of things that have to happen. You know, you try to do it, you know, our first sort of thing was, well, we'll try to do this as quick as we can, and then their schedules. So it was on and off again. Then we had to sort of wait for them to get some of their scheduling things clear up. We were trying to wait to try to get some of ours as it relates to SEC schedules, which are not that complete yet. But at the same token, we were trying to get the game at such a point where it would be early in the season. We actually think playing them early in the season is more beneficial for both of the teams than, say, playing them late in the season. And so it just was a matter of trying to get all of the dates together, the time together, the concept together, And then at the last part, then the language together. You know, unlike playing the SEC, where there's really not a lot of language that has to go into a contract, there are languages, in particular when you're looking out, which is, what, 7 years now, you know, to get guarantees and to get all of that sort of stuff right and fair for both parts. Actually, you send back and forth a number of different drafts. So I would say Brian and Chris, and then I do want to stress, you know, I'm the one that gets to come up here and announce it, but actually Brian Reese has done all of the work on our part with Chris to sort of get this together. And so I've said they've been working since we canceled the game against Michigan.
Anybody else?
I guess while you're here and standing up here, is there a date yet for the announcement of the facilities upgrades or stadium upgrades or anything that you guys are going to do?
I don't think we have a date set for it. We're working on trying to get that together, and we want to get our sort of package together before we come out with it. So we're still, even today I had an email from some of our people about sort of getting some computer renderings and things like that. And we're trying to get the package together so that we have not only our schedule and what we want to do, but we have drawings and things that we can show people. And we actually, as I think I've said many times, a lot of this is going to be contingent on us raising the money. And so we want to have our ducks in order, what our naming priorities are, what's the price for them. So, you know, hopefully it'll be soon. I know you probably get tired of hearing me say that, but we want to make sure we got the whole package together. I mean, we're going to start on phase one. That's already been approved by the board. So, I mean, it's not a matter of this is slowing down the process, but before we become public, we want to have the whole package done, just not phase one.
Betty, but you talked about the fact that Brian and Chris were in discussions almost as you all were moving toward the Michigan game. I know in the public there's been a perception that you all dropped middle because of the lack of success that y'all had in those last three games. Do you feel like Vanderbilt's been treated fairly through this process, given the fact that you all have been making attempts and efforts to get this thing done?
And, yeah,
and
yeah.
I think even Chris might have kind of poured some fuel on that fire back last fall.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is nothing could be further than the truth. I mean, I think that the competitiveness of everybody over here, starting with our coach and all the way down, is, you know, we owe them something. I mean, we're not going to drop playing middle because they beat us three times. We owe them. And so, I mean, we can't wait to play them. My only unhappiness with this is we got to wait to 2015. But that's unavoidable. I mean, we got schedules, and those are hard. You know, I was in New Mexico yesterday, and the AD at New Mexico, who's a good friend of mine, said, we'd love to do you a home-and-home on football. And I said, well, let's start talking about 2020. I'll tell Brian to call you. You know, we're booked up. So, no, I mean, I don't think we were treated unfairly. I mean, I can understand how some people felt. Well, you lost three in a row, and they were all close games, and you thought you were going to win them. They were at your place, and you didn't want to play them again. I mean, that's kind of, in a way, what makes all of this such a great endeavor, is because there's all sorts of thoughts. And I always said that the great thing about being a fan is a fan can believe anything they want. I mean, that's the right they have. And we know, I mean, no, we weren't running from them, believe me. I mean, we want to beat them. And, you know, we're about trying to beat them. So, no, we weren't running from them. And, no, I don't think we were treated unfairly. I mean, you kind of at some days say, God, I wish people would see it our way, but you know, we got beaten. We got proven. I'm fine with that.
In retrospect, did you guys get out of the Michigan game what you wanted to? Was it worth it now when you look back on it at this point?
Got everything but the victory. Yeah. I mean, I think we made a statement. Certainly, you know, I've had calls, and Brian's had calls from other teams in the Big Ten. I mean, we don't have the schedule thing, but I think our program grew. I thought we played well. Our kids were not intimidated at all to be in the Big House. I mean, they played in bigger stadiums. So I thought we would have liked to come away with a victory. Every time Bobby puts the team on the field, you know, he expects a victory, and we would have liked that. But other than that, yeah, we got what we got out of it. And I think that, you know, would we do it again? Sure. I mean, I don't see it coming. Although Michigan has called us, by the way, a lot. And we Brian and I have sat many times trying to figure out sort of a thing. And quite honestly, the thing that held up playing Michigan again is we basically said, okay, you know, we'll come back up to Ann Arbor, but you got to come down here. And we haven't been able to get that done. I mean, actually, Bill Martin has agreed to that, but only if we come up there 2 years in a row, then they'll come here. And we kind of feel like, no, we came up there, you got to come down here, and then we'll think about coming back to Ann Arbor. So, you know, would we play Michigan? Sure. But we'd like to play them down here.
Is that a dead issue, or is that still possible?
Well, you know, this football thing is kind of interesting because what appears to be dead issues sometimes get changed when ESPN gets involved and CBS and things like that. And so, you know, you never say never. But right now, like I said, we're scheduled up. And we got a lot of good teams, a lot of good things coming up. But, you know, who knows? I don't see it happening over the next few years. But I don't want 2 days back in front of you saying, hey, guess what, guys? Brian just told me we're going to play Michigan, Ohio State, USC, and I don't know, Oregon. That's a non-conference.
And we're dropping MTS.
No, we're not going to drop MTS.
One more question here. I've got to get him to the radio.
What is it that makes you all so attractive to Michigan that they keep coming?
You know, I don't know what it was initially, although ESPN was very, very, very pleased with the performance our team had on TV and even early on TV, and that was sort of towards the end of Jay's days. We were all wondering when we went up to Michigan, now that Jay was gone, whether or not we'd still be the darlings of TV. That game got a lot of good ratings. And we had an awful lot of people that thought that we had performed very, very well. So I don't know if it's only Michigan. You know, Michigan kind of is one of those schools that kind of want to, you know, look at that preseason as people that they think that they can beat. And we kind of say, well, we don't think you're going to keep beating us. And, you know, it's a good conference for them. I think it's great to have the SEC and the Big Ten matchup as a lot of different conferences. But we get calls from a lot of places. I mean, Michigan, I think that we've also created some sort of a relationship. It's funny because I didn't know Bill Martin, the AD, before that, but what we found out is we actually were in high school together in Detroit at two high schools about 2 miles apart at the same 4 years. And so we've kind of hit a sort of a relationship, and we've tried to look at other things playing, you know. Sometimes they try to hire our coaches. We don't know. So, I mean, it's my wife's a graduate of Michigan. I don't know. You can make up whatever you want in there. I'm from Michigan. I don't know what the attraction is, but it was a good thing to do. Good thing to do. They treated us real nice up there, other than we lost. But they treated us real nice. It's a nice place to play. If you've never gone there in a football game, great place to play. Great experience for our kids, I think, and our program.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.